call. It happens to be tonight by that meeting, this woman, a colored woman, me a white man. I'm a stranger to you. We do not know one another. This is our first time meeting. See now? Now, if the Holy Spirit still remains the Holy Spirit that was in Christ, is in us tonight. If that's the same Spirit, then He'll do the same work. If this is truly the Holy Spirit, then He'll do the work of the Holy Spirit. If He'll do the work of Jesus. And that way you can be sure then what He was back there, you know what He is now. So let's take St. John, the 4th chapter. There was, when he, being a Jew, met a Samaritan woman. And he talked to her a few minutes to catch her spirit. And then he told her where her trouble was. And she said, "Sir, I perceive you're a prophet. We know when the Messiah cometh, He'll tell us these things." And she said to him that, and he said, "I'm he that speaks to you." And she ran into the city and said, "Come see a man who's told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah?" And all the people believed, and everyone, Jesus never done it to one more person. But the whole city believed on Him. He never healed anybody, just went in there, declared Himself the woman, and the Bible said that the whole city believed on Him because of the testimony of the woman. Now, if that was Jesus yesterday, and He can come through the same thing as an African girl and an Anglo-Saxon man standing here, and if He can reveal to me something that you're here for, something that you have done, or something like that, you know what's the truth or not, He certainly would. And then if He can tell you what has been, certainly He can tell you what will be. Do you believe that? All the colored people here, white too, and whatever and more, you believe that with all your heart? Now, if any of you people don't believe this is the truth, and you believe it's psychology, I haven't got no PhD. You come here and do it yourself. I'm waiting for you. Then if you're afraid to come, accept it or keep still about it. I said that because I was led to do it. There's something going on that I know about. You're aware that something's going on here too. One of your troubles is nervousness. Really extremely nervous. There it comes. You guessed it. Ever you get that one? I could say somebody out there is nervous. Somebody, the Lord says something. Who is that somebody? This is that somebody. Stand, just, she's a, not a nice spirit. It's different. Nervous? You got trouble with your shoulder, too. That's right. You got heart trouble also. Is that right? You got a burden on your heart. Is that true? It's about a boy. Is it an institution? Hospital? You're praying about him. Let me tell you who you are. Miss Richardson. Go believe.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
You'll never know what that does. It just kills the very life. A real reverend, everyone. How do you do, sir? We are strangers to each other. We are. But Jesus knows us both and says both. If God will just let me know what you're standing here for. So it wouldn't have to go in too much detail. See a whole, got a whole line standing there and others out there praying. See what it does to you. But if you just tell me something about you, you'd believe. Of course, one of the things that you're wanting to pray for is your eyes. Of course, you're wearing glasses. Anyone can see that. That's not all that's the matter with the man. It's something else because he's got a shadow over him to death. His eyes wouldn't do that. TB. Tuberculosis. and had an operation for it. Wasn't successful. Hasn't done like it should have. Is that right? You believe that's going to be all right?
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Just believe it. Would you believe that He is the Son of God and heals you? Will you would? Then just walk on by and say,
praise
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That ulcer will get all right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I don't know you. We're strangers to one another. Do you believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God? Do you believe He sent me as a messenger to the church in this last day to produce this scripture and give a gift, not because it was me, not because He had to get, he probably usually does get somebody don't know nothing so He can show Himself. Do you believe that these things that I speak of is truth for the scripture? She seems to be so full of sorrow is the reason I was talking to her now. Yes, it is. The first thing is for yourself. You've had an operation, and that was a female lady's trouble. Clean out all the inside of the female organs was removed. But it backfired. It done something at just a moment. It's ruptured. It ruptured and you had to return. You had to go back. But that ain't really your sorrow. Your sorrow is about a child. It's your child. And it's had some disease or something wrong, TB. And now it has some kind of a weak spells like. That's right. You got another one that you're bothered about, and it's got an ear trouble. That's right. Your name is Mrs. Smith. You don't believe the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe? Have faith. Just have faith. Believe. How do you do, lady? We are strangers to each other. I don't know you. As far as I know, I've never seen you in my life. And we just meet here for the first time. If I could do something for you and wouldn't do it, then I'd be a bad person. I'm not ought to be standing behind the pulpit here as a minister. And I could not help you. And if he was standing here himself in one of these clothes that he gives me, he could only prove that he was Messiah, that it did for you, but you'd have to have faith that he did it for you, or you wouldn't work anyhow. Isn't that right? But if he would stand here and tell you something, what your trouble is, or what you've done, what you ought not have done, or something about it, then you'd have faith to believe it, wouldn't you? Will that raise the faith of the audience now? It's dimming out to me. Well, you had an accident. The body in the head. Then you're having trouble in your left side. That's right. Complications. So many things wrong. That is true. Yes. If God would tell me who you are, would it help you, Miss Terry?
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe with all your heart now? He heals heart trouble, doesn't he? You believe he does? Just go right here and thank you, dear God. Thank you. You believe he heals arthritis? He makes people well? All right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
A lady's trouble and heart trouble. You believe he'll make you well? Let's go around in the Lord rejoicing.
Praise the Lord.
You're young. to have a new condition, but you believe he transfused his blood?
Oh, hallelujah.
Go. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank
Don't
you.
Believe him.
Praise.
Fine. Snare, or you believe he heals it? Just go say,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Jesus. You'll have to have an operation for that tumor, but you believe God will heal you with it? All right. Just go around your
way.
Then thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come.
Thank you.
Come, lady.
Hallelujah.
You believe he heals nervousness? All right, go on your road rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord. And well, if we didn't say nothing to you, would you believe me anyhow? In the name of Jesus, may she be healed.
Thank
go
you.
Believe me. Come.
Wonderful Jesus.
Just a moment. Just a moment. Something happened somewhere. To those people going by there, was in the prayer line going back there. That might be. Mister, sitting right back here in the row, sitting right here looking at me, you're suffering with a prostrate trouble. Yes, sir. Sitting there, yes, sir. Yeah. Have you a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card, do you? You don't need it. Your faith healed you.
Praise God.
This second woman from there is your wife. That's right. I see you in the home together.
Praise
and she suffers with trouble with her liver. That's right. That's right. Raise up your hand. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well.
Hallelujah.
That lady sitting out next to you has something wrong with her tongue. You believe, lady? If that's true, raise up your hand. All right? Go home. You're sitting on the end out there. What about you? There it is over you now. Got bladder trouble. That's right. All right? You believe? All right. Go home and be well.
Hallelujah.
You accept it?
In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
What did they touch?
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Where? Where said a man started crying, sitting right back here, this man, sitting one fella. Now, that man, I've never seen him in my life. But listen, son. You got stomach trouble. That's right. But you was praying, the Spirit come up on you, real wonderful feeling. If I'm a stranger to you, wave your hand like this. I don't know you. Is that what's trouble with you? Wave your hand. All right, you're healed. Jesus
praise
Christ.
Well. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
This lady sitting right back there suffering with epilepsy. Do you believe that God will make you well? Hear you?
Praise.
You believe it? He'll accept your healing, then spells will leave you. And you won't have it anymore.
Thank you.
Believe it.
Oh, hallelujah.
The little lady sitting there looking at me on the side with her hand up like this, something wrong with her ankle. You believe that God will make you well? All right, you can have your healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
This lady sitting there with her hand up. Ready for an operation, that old tumor, but God will take it out and make you well. You believe it?
Praise
Don't
God.
Believe it. This tiny woman with a white band around her head here, color lady, God's out of trouble. Huh. You believe God will heal you? What about you in a wheelchair? You believe me to be his prophet? You'll die sitting there. You have one chance to live, like the lepers was, instead of the gate of Samaria. I cannot heal you, sister. I'm no healer. But those Samaritans, they said, if we sit here, we'll die. If we go in the city, we'll die. So the only chance we got to go to the camp of the enemy. If they kill us, we're going to die anyhow. But if they save us, we'll be alive. They have one chance out of millions. You ain't got that kind of a chance. You're invited tonight to the home of a real loving God. Stand up on your feet now. Let's rise and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Rise up! If you believe him, stand up on your feet in the name of Jesus Christ and accept your
prayer.
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God. I'll be faithful and pray. Just have faith.
We're not going to call prayer cards up here because I don't think we have any in here. We may have a straggling now and then. It's real late anyhow. Prayer line get formed up. The overtime's 10 o'clock now. But I want to say something. All you people out there that knows that I'm a stranger to you and you're sick and you believe that Christ is the high priest, he sent me here to be just the branch on the vine. You believe that if you could touch him, he'd speak through me and do the same work. Raise up your hand. You know what? I don't know you. Thank you. Now you look this way. One case ought to prove it. But let's have at least three of them. I want you to believe with all your heart. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You say, what side to start, brother? I don't know. It's which side he starts. Where he starts, I can only go as he goes. See? I just have to watch him wherever it starts. I'm watching for a something that's anointing. Now, here I am. God knows, see. But before his word, I do not know you. I know two or three people. One sitting right here, two. I think that's Sister Downey. Is that right? I think. I know this man sitting here. My brother and Sister Dow over there in the corner. Two sitting there. I'll try to keep myself turned from them. Even if I'd have to, if he'd come over him, I'd have to stay there because that's all I can say. How many believe before anything has happened, you believe it's true? God bless you. You see that, Satan? You're a liar. You say, does he tempt you like that, Brother Ben? Well, certainly he stands to try to tempt me. If he's tempting you, what do you think he's doing to me here? Sitting right back there, there's a man praying for a child sitting next to there. Got something wrong with his feet. That's right, isn't it? I don't know you. You're a stranger to me. But Mr. Farmer, do you believe that God's going to heal a child and make it well? If I'm a stranger, you raise your hands like that. Is that what you're praying about? Is that what your name is and all about? Just raise your hand. You have your request. There's a lady sitting right here. She's got arthritis. She's got eczema in her ear. Miss McGill, stand up on your feet if that's right. If I'm a stranger to you, wave your hand. Wave your hand if we're strangers. You have your request. Go home, Christ makes you well. Before Almighty God, I never seen them people in my life. I asked you to believe. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Way back here on the end of the row. Way back towards the back. Lady singer's got lung trouble. She's worried about it. God help you. Miss Miller, stand up and accept your healing. Jesus Christ makes you well. If that's who you are and I'm a stranger to you, do you have a prayer card, Miss Miller? You don't? You don't need one. All right, go home and be well. Jesus Christ make you well. That lady, colored lady, sitting right behind her, right back over there this way from me, got a tumor. You're fixing to go to the hospital for an operation, or they want you to. A little lady, I guess, here between two white men. Raise up, lady. I'm a stranger to you. I do not know you. You have a prayer card? You do not. I've never met you in my life. We're strangers to one another. If that's right, wave your hand like this. What I told you is the truth. Jesus Christ heals you. Go home and receive your healing. You believe?
Yeah.
What's that demon spirit here come from over across here, that darkness settles right on this woman here. Another colored woman sitting right here. You have a prayer card, lady? You don't. You don't need one. You also have tumor. You want me to tell you what's that? It's on your left shoulder, down on your side and hip. That's right, isn't it? Believe with all your heart. This is Toastmaster back there crying. Think you have cancer, but you're going to be all right. God bless you. Stand up. I don't know you. You're scared of cancer, aren't you? But it left you. It's all right. Say, will you do me a favor, sister, that God done you one? We're strangers, aren't we? Lay your hand on that woman behind you. Call her Miss McAllister. She don't know me. McAllen, rather. She's got trouble with her head. But it's going to leave her. She's going to be all right. She don't hear too well. All right. It's all over now, Miss McAllen. You can go home, too. You believe Jesus Christ now makes you well? All right. You can go home. He made well. How many believes him now that he's Jesus Christ? It's time to rise on the scene. It's time to believe with all your heart. Do you believe it? How many will accept him now as your healer? He's crossed the building back and forth, in and out, forward and backward, believing it. Do you believe it with all your feet? All your faith that you can? Stand to your feet in the name of Jesus Christ and receive your healing. Raise up your hand. Repeat after me, Lord, I believe that you're the Son of God. I renounce my unbelief. I accept you as my Savior. I accept you as my healer. I accept you as my King. I believe you now, Lord. From henceforth, my testimony shall never be negative. I will praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now raise up your hands and praise him. It's all over. God bless you. I give you to you. See, now to you newcomers. Now, I do not claim to be a divine healer. I don't believe there is such a person on earth. I believe that Jesus Christ is the healer. And he has already did everything for you that he could do. Because when he was smitten back there, he was that rock. Do you believe that? He was the pillar of fire. The I Am. And the only thing we have to do is just get the clogs out of the way. Don't you believe that? Well, then he's already healed every sick person here. Every person's already healed. Every sinner's already saved. But brother, you better accept it. And for your healing. Just look here. We had a woman here the other night giving testimony. Well, they brought her up there at the tabernacle not long ago, and that woman was way out like this. She couldn't even walk with tumor. Man had to pack her and set her on the steps. I wasn't praying for the sick that night, and she grabbed me around by the trouser leg, I believe it was going out. And it turned around with, thus saith the Lord. And that woman was here the night, just as flat and harmless she can be. And oh my, we don't try. I don't advertise it out and things and go on like that, because many times Jesus said, I think what's the matter today, we're making divine healing too much of a glamour. See, it's not a glamour. That's the reason I've told you, and I believe with all my heart, Chicago seeing this your last time. See? I believe it. I believe the rest of the nation is too. I'm believing. So I believe, and remember what he said. He told me what I've told you. I've never told you nothing in the name of the Lord but what happened just the way it said. I asked you that now. See? Well, then you believe me. Christ has already healed you. You must accept it. But now, what if he was standing here with this suit that he gave me, wearing this suit? Now, if he'd come to him and say, Lord, will you heal me? He'd say, throw the logs out of the way. I'm trying to press my way through to you. But your unbelief is what's stopping you. Now, here's to you newcomers. Here's a Bible scene. Jesus, in the 4th chapter of St. John, came to a woman at the well called a woman of Samaria. All of us are acquainted with that story. And how did he make himself known to her as the Messiah? What did he do? He said, the woman said to him, he said to the woman, bring me a drink. He's contacting her spirit.
She said the water well's deep and you have nothing to draw with. And she said, they got talked about religion then. She wanted to talk about religion. We worship this mountain, you said, Jerusalem, because that we ought to be associating together because you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan. And he said, woman, go get your husband and come here. She said, I don't have any husband. Said, you said right, you've had five, and the one you're living with now is not your husband. Now, what did the ministry say about that in that day? Now, when I say ministry, I'm not referring to these kind of ministers. Them's brothers heart and heart with me. I mean the ministry that makes fun of this and says there's nothing to it. Not the organizations that back me up. That's got the system of God in it. But it's these that don't deny this thing is what I'm talking about. See? The denial of it. One says there's nothing to it. It's the devil. That's the same way they did back there. But that little old prostitute woman, she said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Now we know we're caught. We know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. Now how many know that's true? Right. He said, I'm he that speaks with you. And she ran into the city and told a man to come see a man who's told me the things that I've done. Isn't that the very Messiah? And the Bible said the whole city believed on Jesus. He never done it again. He just did it that one time. Because the woman, that prostitute woman, told them that Jesus told her that she was living with the wrong man. And the whole city believed that he was the Messiah because that was the sign of the Messiah. Now, if you think a theology is the sign of Messiah, and that's a greater sign than it is, Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also, and you say preaching the gospel is a greater works, all right, then you come here and do the lesser works. Here's the platform. Help yourself. Come up here and go down through this prayer line. Let the Holy Spirit move out in the audience there over you. Let me see you do them works and then go preach the gospel. Then you do a greater works. Jesus could not preach the baptism of the Holy Ghost because it had not yet come. That's a greater works. It certainly is. The church is to preach the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said it was coming, but the church has it. It's saying we got it. It's for you. See? So that was a greater. That is true. But the same works that he did. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Now here's the woman that's a stranger to me. We're strangers to one another. So the audience can understand. Now watch the lady. I do not know you. We are strangers to one another. This is our first time meeting. If that be so, raise up your hand. Now, here a man and a woman meets again. I have no more idea who that woman is or what she's there for, or no more than nothing. She's a total stranger. Now, I might stand here and say, like we have a lot of psychology, saying, well, the Lord tells me somebody's got a back trouble. Sure, a lot of them have got back trouble. Got nerve trouble, sure, big bunch of them. See, who is it? Where's it at? Where'd it come from? What caused it? What's going to happen to it? That's the next thing. That's the difference. If I bring this woman up here and say, the Lord sent me to pray for the sick, and he lay hands on you, anoint you with oil, glory to God, you're going to be healed. She's got a right to believe that. That's true. But she could doubt it of my experience of whether I'm telling her the truth or not. She might doubt that. But when the Holy Spirit comes and speaks through my lips and tell her something she has been, that takes the teeth out of it right there. Because she knows I don't know her. We both raised our hands to God. We don't know one another. Now, there's the gospel. If that ain't the gospel Christ had, if that wasn't... Do you say, Brother Branham, you say you're the Messiah? Now, if you think that, it shows you haven't got no spiritual discernment. See? How could I be a Messiah? I'm William Branham, sinner saved by grace. Jesus Christ is the Messiah, but His Spirit is alive in us, the Holy Spirit. And some of you people wouldn't believe it. This thing that makes these people cry and shout and speak in tongues, that's the same Spirit. Paul said, if one comes among you, you all speak with tongues and say you're crazy, but let one be a prophet and reveal the secrets of the heart, and then they'll fall down saying God's with you. See, it's a Pentecostal. Yes, brother. It's just something been added to the church. How the Baptist and Methodist brought you, brother, don't speak in the tongues. They're doing the same thing on this. So, but stand to the truth. Let's let it go on. If I don't know you, and the Lord will tell me what you're there for, something you have done, something that you ought to do, or something, some sin that's in your life, or some blessing that's in, or something other that you know whether it's truth or not, you'll know whether that's right or not. Well, you believe with all your heart then that it would be, there has to be some kind of spiritual power, because we don't know one another. Would you believe that it was the Messiah, not me, but be His Spirit speaking through me as He promised? Would all the church believe that with one accord, raise up your hand? Thank you. Now you believe. A woman stands about 10, 12 feet from me. I'm just looking at her to talk to her, because after preaching and so forth, like the prophet did down there, and I'm not a prophet, but as the prophet did down there, he'd been bawling that Jerome out in there, and so he just had to play and talk, and Jesus talked to the woman, but first he had to contact her spirit until he got anointed. And that's what I'm waiting for now, for to get the log of William Branham out of the way. My intellectuals, my spirit, my knowing, whatever, I get that all out of the way so He can use my eyes, my lips to glorify Himself before His people. Just to submit, like this here, that thing can't speak at all. It's a mute. Has to be something alive here speaking in it to make it speak. It can't speak itself, neither could I tell you anything about yourself. It takes something that's got eternal life, something that knows you, to speak about it. That's right. You believe that. One thing is your trouble, as people can still hear my voice. I can see the woman. She's all nervous and tore up. She suffers with a nervous condition. Now, that is right. It's exactly right. I don't know why, but every time I just state one thing, like I've always said, the people always say, I feel it. Guessing. I'm not guessing. You know, I had no way of guessing it. Was that the truth? If that was the truth, what was said? Now, how many believe? Thank you. Now, if you, like Philip, when he told him where he was, something about him, he said, Rabbi, you're the Son of God, the King of Israel. He said, because you believe that, you'll see greater. Is that right? That's the same promise, stand where you are. I don't know what I told you was wrong, but whatever it was the right disease that you had. Well, yeah, I see it now. Yeah, nervous. Been that way for quite a while. Started with this menopause time. Besides that, you got a female trouble that you're bothered with. That is true. Then another thing, you've got someone on your heart you're praying for. That's right. Not here. Troubled eyes. Mother. That's right. Now, do you believe? Send her that handkerchief that you while the Holy Spirit's on you. Everything will be all right. God bless you. God bless you, sister. Now, do you believe with all your heart? You must have faith. Just trust God. Now, are you convinced that Jesus Christ... Now, please don't move. I know it's getting late. Hey, you don't realize... See, what did the angel Lord say? If you get the people to believe you, and then when you, I say, sit still and you don't do it, what does it do? It throws it right back in my face, Satan says, see, they don't believe you. Some of you do and some don't, but you hurt the others. Jesus put all of them out of the house one time. See, I'm trying to be both an evangelist and a seer. You can't do that. I'll either go to the woods and be a seer and come in stomping with my message and go back out, or either lay it aside and God take it away from me and let me preach the gospel and be an evangelist. How do you do, sister? I don't know you. We're strangers to one another. Is that right? We're strangers to one another. So if the people will know that we're strangers, would you just raise up your hand if we're strangers? If the Holy Spirit will reveal to me what you're standing there for, would you believe me to be His prophet? No. The woman seems to have a good spirit, a believing spirit. Yes, sir? Here it comes. She suffers with a heart trouble. She's got a heart condition. You also have arthritis. You got a nervous condition. You got somebody on your heart you're praying for. If God will tell me who that somebody is or something about him, will you believe me to be His prophet? It's your child, a daughter, and she's not here. She lives way away from here. She's in California. And she's suffering with a nervous breakdown. Thus saith the Lord. Now you believe with all your heart? Then go and receive just as you have asked and believe, so will it be to you. I'm Sarah. I do not know you. One time, our Lord, I believe the last two or three past lives been women. And this is a man. I said what Jesus did to a woman when he met a woman. Now let me get somewhere in Scripture where he met a man, so women and men can see that there's no difference in him. When he met Peter, he met Simon Peter. His name was Simon then. He told him who he was. Told him about himself. Now, do you believe that God can tell me about you and about yourself and so forth like that? Would it make you believe? Just a moment. Something taking place. That lady standing right out there on that left-hand side with a ruptured navel. Do you believe that God will make you well, sister? If you believe it with all your heart, you may have what you ask for. There's two men keep standing. Somebody's touching our high priest. Your finger up to your nose there, that way there, man. Got heart dropsy, skin cancer. Jesus healed you, brother. The faith of God. What did he touch? He's older than this man here. I can see there's a difference in him. Now, if God will tell me what your trouble is, do you believe me to be his servant? One thing, you got trouble in your side. It's a kind of a rupture, hernia in the side. That's right. Another thing, you've got a nervous condition which gives you a stomach trouble. Right? Now, you believe? All you man? That seems to be a good man. Let's take a little time with this man. Please be reverent and quiet. Got something on his heart. You're wanting something else for God to say. That's right, because I tell that long. Why, it's a woman, a wife. She's had an operation, got a swelling from it. That's right. Got a daughter, too. That daughter suffered once with TB. She was healed by divine healing. Now she's got a nervous stomach. That is true. They're here tonight. I feel them in a meeting. They're going to be well. You believe that God can tell me who you are? Would it help you? If he could tell Simon Peter who he was. You're from Arkansas. Your name is Mr. Blackwell. Go home, Jesus Christ. Your desires are met, brother. How do you do, lady? You are Ethiopian. I'm Anglo-Saxon. That's two different races of people. First time meeting in life, I suppose. If the Holy Spirit will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you believe me to be his the prophet of the Holy Spirit? Yeah. Just have faith, don't doubt. Believe. You have a great desire in your heart. You're really seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. That's a great thing to seek for. If God knows the name of a man, He knows the name of a woman too. Don't you believe so? If I would tell you who you are by the Holy Spirit, would you believe that you're going to receive the Holy Spirit and God's going to give you, Mrs. Fitzpatrick? You go home. Jesus Christ will give you the baptism. The Bible said in the last days, Jesus said that the Spirit would come in the last days to do this, would be the same Spirit was on that human flesh that stood with his back to the tent in Abraham's day. Was that right? Here's the next person standing behind me. It's a woman. Can you hear me, lady? You behind me? Or is she nodding her head? I look at you. If the Lord will reveal to me what's your trouble looking this way, then you know it's the same angel of God, the same power that Jesus said would be here in the last days. Will all of you believe it? You got female trouble, ladies' trouble. Ladies' trouble, female trouble. Go home, Jesus Christ makes you well. Leave with all your heart. What if I told you he'd just sit there in a chair without heart trouble? Would you believe? And you start going on by like this, saying, thank you, Lord. Leave with all your heart. Now you're ready for an operation for that tumor, but do you believe that God's going to make you well? All right, just go on by and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, wouldn't you like to go eat your supper tonight? There was some trouble gone. You would? Go ahead and eat. You leave it all. Would you like to go to Calvary's knee for a blood transfusion, get rid of diabetes? Go do it. That lady sitting right back there with diabetes can do the same thing if you just believe it, sister. Go believe with all your heart. When I said stomach trouble a while ago, that was yours too, so you just go on, eat your supper, and be made well. All right? Great, big, strong-looking woman like that, yet afflicted with nerves. That's the hardest thing in the world. You're free now. Jesus Christ makes you well. Go believe with all your heart. Little lady, you believe that asthma condition is going to leave you, you're going to be all right and go home and be well? Just keep walking, sin. Thank you, Lord. How many believes with all your heart? Every one of you believing with all your heart. What about you? You believe with all your heart? Just keep walking. Keep praising God, believing with all your heart. What about you? Do you believe with all your heart Christ will make you well? Just keep walking, sin. Thank you, Lord. Believe it with all your heart. You believe that you're all right too? You ain't going to die no heart attack. You go on and believe it. If you just believe with all your heart, you'll be all right. God bless you. Want me to tell you that, so it's all over now. Go believing with all your heart. How many believe with all your heart? How many still got all the unbelief down, throw all the ecclesiastical chunks out, and you're ready to receive Christ? Lay your hands over on one another. This is the hour of your decision. Set still, everyone. See, what I got through telling you, this ministry is a type of the Elijah that was taken up, and the Elisha had a double portion, a double portion. Jesus himself, who sent back the Spirit, said, these signs shall follow them that believe. I doubt whether that man and woman know each other or not. Very doubtful. The woman has spoken tongues. Do you know the man that interpreted? If you do not, raise up your hand. If you do not know the man. The one that interpreted, if you don't know the woman, raise up your hand. Way back in the back. No, sir. Neither one of them know one another. And here they was, spoke just exactly right around with the message and bring it right around for a confirmation, where Jesus is here, knows the secrets of the heart, speak down any other gift like that, a local gift, through a prophetic gift, through a local gift, through His Word. Here He is. Why, my, oh my. Glory! Lay hands on one another. That's all you have to do. Touch if you're anointed, and the Holy Ghost will give it to you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, saturate this building with your spirit. Don't ever chunk out. Don't ever, oh Lord God. And may the God of heaven fill with the Holy Ghost and set this church apart. Get in the spirit of this meeting and every one of you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Today to pray for the sick, that the people might understand clearly that Christ heals the sick, and there's all the things going
on. Who's coming out to sing? Yeah, reach shaking in the wind. What a mighty power of thy God. Yeah, the Lord thy God dealeth with thee. Thou shalt move. Yea, the Lord thy God inviteth thee. Yea, He calleth upon thee. If thou wilt present thy sinful life, He shall purify thee. If thou shalt present thy broken body, He shall make thee whole. This is the day of the Lord. This is the visitation of the Spirit of the living God unto His people. Hold thou not back, but behold, the Spirit of God inviteth thee. Thou shalt respond. Yea, thou shalt move, thou shalt accept, thou shalt receive that which is offered unto thee.
Amen.
Yea, thou not behold the outstretched hand of thy God. Yea, if He inviteth thee unto Himself, reject Him not. Yea, for the Lord thy God, yea, is the Lord thy God who inviteth thee unto Himself. He will bless thy soul, He will purify thee, He will make thee whole. Yea, I say unto thee, hold thou not back, but present thyself unto the Lord as thou would have cleansing. And if thou would have purifying of heart, He shall renew thee, and thou shalt go forth as wings of an eagle.
Oh,
the people. That means that
Chicago, you might be receiving something, you see, and it might be your last time. So if there's any doubt, the Spirit spoke there even four times, see. Well, now, you should give yourself to Christ. Is there someone here who has not done it? Raise up your hand and say, remember me, O Lord, remember me. God bless you. God bless you, young man. God bless you. All right, God bless you, young man. There's two young men. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, lady. God bless that little lady, too. Yes, that is fine. He sees you and knows you. He knows all about you. The same God that raised up Jesus from the dead is here now. You believe it?
Yea, behold the Spirit of God that raiseth up Christ up from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. If so be the Spirit dwelleth within thee, yea, thou shalt not lean upon thine own understanding, but thou must be filled with the Spirit of the living God. Doth not the word declare, he who is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yea, the whole world waiteth and groaneth for the manifestations of the sons of God. Yea, thou dost become unto the Lord thy God and present thyself unto him. He shall purify thy soul, yea, and he shall call thee thy son. Yea, and he shall send thee forth, and thou shalt be as anointed one. Yea, behold, the Lord thy God, as he hath ministered unto his people, even this day, yea, even this last day, yea, even this last chance of this great meeting, yea, thou shalt never be ministered to again in such a fashion. For the Lord thy God hath called thee together for one purpose. Yea, he hath ordained thee that thou shalt hear, yea, and as thou shalt see the mighty moving of thy God, yea, and he hath promising unto thee. Yea, the word, yea, that's not the word, say, the word was made flesh and dwelleth among us. But behold, the Spirit saith, yea, the Spirit saith, the flesh was made word, yea, yea, and dwell among us.
Touched your garment, you turned and told her about her blood issue and said her faith had saved her. Let me touch you, Lord. See if it's right. Just believe. There's a little woman sitting right here, greenish looking dress on, colored woman. Yes. You're praying for something. Little thin woman. Have you got a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card. I just want to know where you've been lying. You don't have a prayer card. You believe me to be his prophet. If God will tell me what's your trouble, will you believe me? You're not praying for yourself. You're praying for your mother. She's not here. She's in the state of Tennessee. That's right. You want me to tell you what she's suffering with? Will you believe with all your heart then? She's got a growth in her stomach. That's just saith the Lord God. I'm never seen a woman in my life. Is that right, lady? Are we perfectly strangers? Just a woman just come in and sit down there. That's the truth. Is it all truth? Behold, I will give you an everlasting sign.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is raised from the dead. She touched something. That's just a woman sitting right back there. She's suffering with, she's got a back trouble and a kidney trouble. The colored lady sitting right back there on the left-hand side, back over here. She's looking at me. She's seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Mrs. Strain, receive your healing and the Holy Ghost. See if that's right. I don't know the woman, never seen her in my life. If that's right, lady, wave your hand back and forth. But if that's the things you're seeking after and what's all about, if all is truth, just wave, just keep waving your hand. All right. Go and you can have what you ask for. Touch the super sign. You believe with all your heart? There's another woman sitting behind her right back there. And this woman, she's seeking for a great thing too, but it's a baby. Mrs. Carey, if you'll believe with all your heart, you can receive your child. I send it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know the woman. She's a total stranger to me. But if that's right, lady, stand up. If everything is right and everything was said is right, all right? God bless you. If we're strangers, wave your hands like this. All right? You shall receive a super sign. Just have faith. Here's such a colored girl sitting right here on the end of the row. She's suffering with heart trouble. I don't know you, lady. You're not from here. You're from Zion, Illinois. Your name is Mrs. Fitzgerald. That's right. That's true. Rise up to your feet and accept your healing. Claim your faith in the living God. God bless you. Go believe. That colored lady that helped you up there, also suffering. You got TB of the spine, and your name is Miss Davis, and you're from Zion. That lady helped you up as a sister to this other girl. Your name is Fitzgerald, too, and you're from Zion. That's right. That's true. And you got soul trouble, but you're healed. Jesus Christ makes you whole. You believe Jesus Christ makes you well? Do you believe it? Mrs. Smith, stand up on your feet, accept it, and believe it with all your heart. You shall be made well. The Lord God bless you, leave you. I don't know the woman, never seen her in my life. But that is true. You believe?
Yes.
Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Somebody touched my side, which I guess it was my son. Faith they got about enough of it. Just believe with all your heart. Miss Bailey, don't doubt, but believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be healed. We're all back to Gary and tell him how great God is. You believe? I do not know the ball. I've never seen him. I'll turn my back to him as I talk to you about that thing this afternoon. Sir, I do not know. If we are strangers, one of the raise up your hand.
And I never seen you in my life, no more than you walked up here. And I got my back to you. But to let the people, the congregation, see, if he will do it, that he is keeping his promise as he comes in flesh then and manifested himself to Abraham. He comes into his flesh that he has redeemed and manifested himself to Abraham's seed. You understand that? Now, the God of heaven knows I know not the man. Now, I take every, here he is, he's here now. I take every spirit under evil under my control in the name of Jesus Christ. That pillar of fire that you see in the picture, he isn't 2 foot from where I'm standing now. Now, let the man which is behind me just pray, say, Lord, whatever's wrong. He might be sick. He might have financial troubles. I don't know. Whatever it is, let the Holy Spirit prove the Word of God right here before you. My God of heaven is in your arms, in your hands. I'm just your servant. Let it be known that you're God, and I'm telling your message true and clean. I've honored you, Lord, and I honor the word that I have preached. I commit myself to you in the name of Jesus Christ. But these people might know that you are God and I'm your Father. A man standing behind him is not praying for himself. He's praying for somebody else. And that's a child. The child isn't here. The child is suffering with a rupture. If you believe with all your heart, the rupture shall leave the child. Does that think it's right? If it is, raise up your hand. Then go and believe and receive what you have. I want to talk to you, your woman. Jesus met a woman at the well one time. This is our first time meeting at the fourth in life. We do not know each other. You're a lot younger than I, and you're probably born miles apart, years apart, and here's our first time meeting. Now, Jesus met a woman one time. I am not he, neither are you she. But that his word might be fulfilled, to let the people see that as he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody we are. Something happened to the audience. I have to just follow it. So I see the light, and the vision it just moves out. I do not know you as I say. And Jesus met a woman, a little Samaritan like this, and he spoke to her a few minutes to find the secret of her heart. And he told her what her trouble was. And she said quickly, "Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. We know when Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things." Jesus said, "I'm he that speaks." And she ran into the city and said, "Come see a man who's told me what was wrong, what the things that she did." Said, "Isn't that the very Messiah?" Now, lady, this afternoon, me not knowing you, me not knowing me, or I, then if the Holy Spirit remains the same that was in Jesus as in us, because God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. He was the Son of God, and we are adopted sons and daughters of God. And if he will tell me something that you have done, something that you planned on doing, something that you're here for, a sickness, or somebody you want to be prayed for, or something, would it make you believe and have faith? Would the rest of the audience believe? Do you know the woman, anybody? I don't think not you're a Christian, because I feel your vibration in your spirit. You're a Christian. You have nothing to worry about. Just be humble. Believe. One thing you're suffering with is a nervous condition. You're extremely nervous. That is right. And you have a lady's trouble, a female trouble, drop gland. It's true. I didn't guess that. I was trying to find where I come from. I did not guess that. That's no guess. That's truth. Is that truth, lady? Raise your hand. Let me see. I don't even know what I said. The only way I know is catch the tape. That's anointing. You're in another world. Another dimension. Yes, here she comes. I see her. Especially, it's a nervous condition. She suffers with it, especially late in the evening when she's real tired, she gets real weary then. And yes, I see the examination shows she had a lady's trouble. That's right. She has a gallbladder condition. And she has heart trouble, a nervous heart. Those things are true, aren't they? Right? Somebody else she wants to be healed too, isn't it? It's her husband? Sitting right out here, you believe God can tell me what's wrong with him? If I will, you think he would accept it as his healing? You would? Then the asthmatic condition will leave you. Don't believe now. Don't doubt. Jesus Christ will make you well. God bless you. You believe with all your heart now? Just have faith. Don't doubt. How do you do? Way back there in the back, sitting back there, the lady suffered with gallstones. It left you there, lady, so you can go and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. I don't know you. We are strangers to one another. If God will explain to me what your trouble is, will you believe me to be his servant and believe that he lives? I want to say this thing to you. You're aware that something's going on. A real sweet, humble feeling. If that's right, raise up your hand so the audience can see it. I'm looking right at this light. You better hear it speak. Look between me and her. See a kind of emerald color light moving. I hear the woman moves away from me. Yes, she's got a growth. And the growth is on the left side of the breast, under the left breast. And thus saith the Lord. Believe on it with all your heart. You can be healed. You have faith, you believe with all your heart? Don't doubt now. Just have faith. Say, I do believe. Having headaches, aren't you? You have a prayer card? Yeah. You don't need it no more. I don't know you. If that's right, raise up your hand. What did you touch? I asked you, what did she touch? She's 20 feet from me, 30. She never touched me. But she touched that high priest. That can be touched by the feeling of her infirmity. That's the reason she can be healed, because she believes. I challenge you to believe it. Watch what happens. This is the lady that... How do you do, lady? We are strangers to each other, too, I suppose. God knows us both. Is that right? You believe that God knows both of us? Are you speaking Norwegian? Anybody speak German? Of course, that German. Do you speak German now? We are strangers to each other. No, you stay to her. I do not know. Hi. Yes, that's all right. Just a minute. I'll watch you with vision. Can you say vision? If I see vision, tell her what does she believe? If I can't want to see her, does she just speak German? All right, just a moment. See what the vision is. Now, you have to catch it real quick, because it leaves me. Now, you just say what I think. See, you say in German. if God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe me to be a servant? If so, raise up your hand. You suffer. As Tessa didn't come close, I had to say this with a thief. She was, I was right home, but it's her vision left me just a moment. She's got stomach trouble. From a nervous condition. A nervous condition causes a stomach trouble. Yes. How would I know that when I can't even speak your own language? God reveals it to me. Something on your heart. You want somebody else to pray for? It's your husband. That his ears. He isn't here. But if you'll believe, now she's understanding English. Now you can go and receive it in Jesus' name and get what you ask for. Now, what about that? See, when the divine interpretation comes, she fell into the channel. It would come, I thought maybe to do it, so you might see that God can make you understand any kind of language you want to. And while I was in the vision, not knowing what I was speaking, she understood it in English then. See, that was it. Oh, isn't he real? That is our Lord Jesus, who is the same yesterday and forever. Just put your hand on mine. You believe with all your heart, then the diabetes will leave you and you'll go home and be well. When you were standing there, speaking for me, you've been crippling around with arthritis. You couldn't hardly get up at morning. I've had a hard time. That's what made me in between the vision. You had so much faith, you're pulling it from that woman all the time. That arthritis you've been having, forget it. Go on. You're going to be all right. Be well. God makes you well. Well, the back's all right now. You can go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Now, didn't you feel real good when I said that? Because you had the same thing and you were healed at the same time. Let's say praise be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus. And the same thing again. I'll say, of that condition, praise the Lord. Go believe with all your heart. Now, you suffer with a nervous condition. Everybody will try and tell you, get next to yourself, but you can't if something scares you, wears you. I'm not reading your mind, but you couldn't hide your life now if you had to. But you've been trying to find a place where it gets stuck. Say, from right here, I'll start. From here, is that right? You're on the place right now. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The nervousness will leave you. Go and be well in the name of Jesus Christ. You're facing an operation from a tumor. You believe that God can heal the tumor? Take it off your shoulder and make you well? On your left shoulder, go and believe, and it'll leave you. Let's say praise the Lord. Arthritis, you believe with all your heart he'll make you well and heal you? Go, having faith in God, and God will grant it to you. Now, when you come up here a few moments ago and I had to call you, you were a little weary. I didn't want you to be weary because a person with heart trouble should never be weary. But you don't have it no more now. Jesus makes you well. So just go on your knees. Do you believe out there with all your heart? What about the lady sitting here with varicose veins looking at you? Do you believe that God will make you well, lady? You accept it? Raise up your hand if that's right. Believe it. Have faith in God. The lady sitting back there with trouble with her leg, do you believe God will heal the limb and make you well? If you believe it, just accept it and say, thanks be to God, you can have it. I challenge every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ to believe that God's showing the sign that He's still Messiah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe it? Raise up your hand. Now, I'm going to quote you His Word. Here's what He said. Now, He's present. I cannot do those things. I'm getting weak. I just can barely see you now. See? Because it's just fading out. If one of those, a woman touched His garment and what taken place, what do you think would do Him, the Son of God, and me, a sinner saved by grace? Daniel saw one vision, was troubled at his head for many days. Is that right, brother? It gets you to a spot where, and I'm weak anyhow from 6 months of going. Now he's here. The Christ of God is here. Is there one here that hasn't been a believer for this time? We want to raise our hands and say, Brother Branham, pray for me. I now believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart and accept Him as my Savior. God bless you back there, lady. Would there be another? God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you back there. Down to the middle aisle. I'm now in the presence of the risen Christ who I'll stand before the day of judgment. Remember, you will stand before the very Spirit that you're out at the day of judgment to give an account for what you've done this afternoon. Will you receive Him? Will you receive Him? Anybody in this left aisle down here, so raise up your hand and say, I've been a church member. I have never really been born again. I don't know what it means to be a full consecrated Christian, but now I consecrate my life to Him. I want to be a Christian while His presence is here. And no, you say, how do I know? That's who's talking to you right now in your heart. That's